What is your full name?
Anne Maria Murphy.
Do I have permission to record this interview, Anne?
You do.
Anne, where and when were you born?
I was born in 1961 in Cardiff, and we moved to Haverford West when I was, I think, six. So that would have been 1966, 67.
And how did you meet Father Storey?
Well, my parents are from Ireland, from just outside Wexford, Carraclough. So, of course, they're Roman Catholic. And we went to the Roman Catholic Church, St. David's and St. Patrick's in Haverford West. And that's where we were going. And I went to Mary Immaculate School. And Paul Sartori became a priest there.
So what is your earliest memory of Father Storey?
Probably when I was a teenager. When I was younger, the only thing I can remember really well is that when we used to go into Mass on a Sunday, I go back a step. At 10 years of age, we moved up to Evelwen, Llandewen. So we used to drive in on a Sunday evening to go to Mass, not in the day. And when we'd go in and we'd sit there in the evening, if I saw Father John Coffey, it was like, my bum is going to be sore. But when we saw Paul Sartori, it was like your ears picked up because he talked to you even as a 10-year-old. Do you know what I mean? It was fun. It was interesting. It was, my God, this is God. But, you know, he wasn't a diehard character. He was actually a nice person. And that's how he made me feel as a 10-year-old.
Yeah. So how would you describe Father Sartori?
Young and fun.
Young.
Yeah.
Do you have any favourite stories about Father Sartori?
Probably more when I became more of a teenager. We used to come in, like I said, we used to come into Mass because we were going to school up in Evelwen, and of course it wasn't a Catholic school. We used to come in on a Sunday, and he arranged for the nuns from St. Mary Immaculate to meet us after in the presbytery, and we'd have Holy Communion classes so we could be prepared for our communion. And then my parents then would go to the Labour Club, of course, and then we'd go back to the car. And then my mum would come out with some Coke and crisps, and Paul Sartori then would be in the Labour Club then having a few drinks with my parents. So I remember that. I remember my communion, my brother's communion, which I've given you photos of. And the more I can remember is more when I was 18, 19, I decided to go nursing. So we had to have a character reference from, at the time, it was either a doctor or a priest or somebody, you know, like that. So my parents and I approached Paul Sartori and asked him for a reference. And I can remember he turned to me and he went, how much are you going to pay me and how much do I have to lie? So I was laughing, oh, Sartori, I'm a good girl, you know that. So he was laughing. And later on, then my mother came back and we were driving home and she turned around to me and she said, in the Labour Club, he said that you're going to be a good nurse, Anne. You'd be a good nurse. I said, oh, thanks, Mum. But I have approached the people who hold my records to see if there's a copy of that letter in my records after 42 years. So I'm trying to find it. And if there is, then I'll send you a copy. But, yeah.
Did Father Sartori, I mean, you've already given us some idea, but did Father Sartori impact your life in any other way?
It's more the foundation. What he's left behind has impacted my life in another way, because where I live is right on the border between Pembrokeshire and Carmarthenshire, but I've worked 42 years in Withybush Hospital. So when my dad was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, it was actually Paul Sartori who became my link and my support. I'm a nurse myself, so I took 6 months or 3 months out for my dad when he was diagnosed and his health deteriorated to nurse him at home, and Paul Sartori came in to support me. But being a nurse and looking after your family, you want it done your way, And what I found was the district nurses were very hard to work with, because it was that you do it this way or don't. Paul Satori were like, what do you want us, Sam? How do you want us to help you do what you want for your dad? I mean, I was up 24 hours a day. I had a baby monitor with him and things like that. And when it got to the stage where I literally couldn't cope, 9 o'clock one morning, I got on the phone and I just said, I can't manage 27 turns in 24 hours. I can't manage it on my own. That night, there was somebody there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I slept 3 nights. And it was like, but they were my core link. His health got to a stage where I needed an electric bed because I couldn't manage him on the big double bed anymore. Contact the district nurse. District nurse contacted their suppliers in Carmarthen. 13 weeks. 13 weeks. He'd be dead by then. So I phoned Paul Satori, and they were there at 1 o'clock that day with a bed. Huh?
Yeah.
So even after he'd gone, he'd supported my family to an exceptional level. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't thank the Paul Satori team enough, but ultimately it's his foundation. So he helped me become a nurse, and he helped me nurse my parents in their final hours. So, yeah.
If you could sum up Father Satori in 3 words, Anne, what would they be?
Warm, fun, and caring.
And is there anything else you would like to mention?
I know it sounds funny, but I don't know, did you ever know John Coffey?
Yes. Yeah.
Look at the balance between them. One was so young and one seemed so old, wasn't it? And what a contradiction in terms. But they worked so well together. And that, when I reflect back, at the time you don't notice it, but thinking back, and I think, my God, he worked well with any age group, didn't he?
Mm.
Huh? But yeah, yeah. Even today, I think about him, miss him. So, yeah, he was fun. And I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it, but after he went, there wasn't the same heart in the church. And I found it difficult. I have worked with some of the other priests since then, like especially around my dad when he died and things, and they came for last rites and stuff. But there wasn't the warmth there.
Yeah, big shoes to fill, Anne.
It was, yeah, yeah.
Well, Anne, thank you very much for your contribution. Thank you.
Thank you.